Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. This week, Miketz with Rabbi Meir Schweiger. Rabbi Meir Schweiger is a senior faculty member at Pardes and also serves as the Pardes Mashgiach Ruchani, the spiritual guide for Pardes. And now, Rabbi Meir Schweiger.
Thank you, Larry. This week's parsha is Parshat Miketz. Today I would like to examine the opening session, where Joseph solves Pharaoh's dreams, and to see from a number of details, what is it in what Joseph does that really makes him fit to be a leader, and what that says in general about what leadership is all about. So let us begin. Pharaoh has two dreams. And I'm sure that everyone is familiar. There's one dream which involves seven good cows, seven bad cows, the bad cows eating up the good cows to the point where they haven't really changed the bad cows in appearance. And then we have the seven sheaves, the good sheaves, the bad sheaves, the full, the smitten ones. Two dreams that seem to be very, very similar. In both cases, you have seven of each. Interestingly, it says in chapter 41, verse 6, that when Pharaoh wakes up after the second dream, behold, there is a dream. And in fact, when we look at what follows, to relate the two dreams as if they are really one dream. But when he presents this to his advisors, to his wise men, his chartumim, they relate to them as two separate dreams. And in the midst of Pharaoh's dismay, and Pharaoh's agitation, all of a sudden the butler recalls Joseph and tells Pharaoh, I may have a solution for you. When I was in jail, there was this Hebrew lad. Note the pejorative way that he describes Joseph. A kid, a Hebrew, which is a way of saying the other. A slave of Pharaoh's executioner. And he said, and I told him about the dreams. It was the butler and the baker, and he was able to solve it. It's worth noting that this is happening 2 years after the butler was released from jail. This is happening after Joseph, when he solved his dream, had asked them to put in a good word with Pharaoh to get him out of this prison. And the whole way that the butler presents Joseph seems to be for the butler to be able to cash in on Joseph. And in fact, we're told in chapter 41, verse 14, Pharaoh sends, calls for Joseph, summons him. Vayiritzuhu min abor. He hurries him out of the pit. And the image you get from the first part of the section is that Pharaoh has a problem. He needs a solution. Here is this, I will use the term, object called Joseph, who can perhaps solve his problem. And let's do it as quickly as possible. And then we're very struck by the end of that verse. Rather than Joseph being hurried out as an object from the pit, this thing, it says, Vayigalach, he shaves himself. Vayichalef simlotav, he changes his garments. Vayavo elpa, he comes to Pharaoh. The first thing which Joseph does is to carry himself as a dignified individual. His appearance is very important. He wants to make an appearance, to be shaved, to wear respectable clothes. He does not want to be brought before Pharaoh. He wants to go to Pharaoh. He doesn't want to be rushed. He wants to do it at his pace. A leader is someone who knows how to carry himself, to present a respectable appearance. Joseph carries himself with dignity. But then we have the next part, which is equally important. When Joseph comes before Pharaoh, and this is verse 15, and Pharaoh says, I had a dream. There is no one who knows how to solve it, and I've heard about you, that you hear a dream and you can solve it. Joseph's reaction is, it's not about me. It's about God. Joseph doesn't toot his horn. Oh, I am God's greatest gift to humanity. Joseph makes it very clear. He is simply a vehicle. It's not about him. But even more than that, Joseph also knows how to read people. And Joseph sees how disturbed, how distressed Pharaoh is. And Joseph says, God will answer the peace of Pharaoh. It's not only that I will bring you a solution, but I will actually be able to bring you peace of mind. A good leader creates a climate which is soothing, knows how to deflect tensions, and I would even add, to empower those around him. Now let us look a little bit further. Pharaoh tells the dream, and it's very clear by the way Pharaoh describes the dream, how this has impacted on him. When he describes how the cows that he sees, the bad cows, okay? He has never seen cows like that in Egypt. And clearly, this is what is so upsetting to him. There is something here which he has never seen before that does not bode well. And we know the solution which Joseph gave. The seven cows are 7 years. 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. But what does Joseph do which the other advisors didn't? Joseph says to Pharaoh what he himself senses. This is really one dream. One thing is going to happen. 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. But then the problem is, but there were two dreams. Doubling the same dream is highlighting the immediacy. It's for emphasis. Now implicit in that, which is also important, is that Joseph is saying to Pharaoh, God is telling you what is about to happen. God is telling you that this is imminent. And Joseph could have just ended it at that point. But then what does Joseph do? Joseph all of a sudden offers a suggestion. Pharaoh should find somebody who's smart, who has understanding, who basically has terrific organizational skills, managerial skills, who will be able to collect food during the time of plenty and distribute it during the time of famine so that Egypt will somehow be able to survive that disaster. Now, at face value, one could say, here is Joseph who's being very, very clever, one might say sly, in seizing this opportunity to promote his agenda, which is basically to get him out of jail. Clearly, who is so smart? Who is as smart as Joseph? This is his ticket to freedom. But there's another side to this, which also says something about Joseph and leadership. And that is being able to see the larger picture. Pharaoh does not just want to know what does the dream mean. But as Joseph said earlier, Pharaoh ultimately would like to have some peace of mind. And Joseph realizes that's the much larger issue. And therefore what Joseph in effect is really saying to Pharaoh is that yes, God is showing you what God is about to do, but towards what end? It's not so that Pharaoh should be miserable, neurotic, depressed, but rather this is giving Pharaoh a window of opportunity to able to come to terms with an impending disaster and to ultimately preempt it. Which means that the purpose of solving Pharaoh's dream is ultimately to empower Pharaoh to be able to come to terms with the implications of the dream. If we had to put it in different language, a good leader does not just describe a certain reality, but a good leader needs to somehow come up with a solution and give hope that in the end, we can overcome the difficulties of that reality and to move people forward. As we see by Pharaoh's reaction, Pharaoh says to Joseph, says to all of his advisors, is there anyone like this person who has the Spirit of God? Is there anyone who has the wisdom and understanding like you? So if I now summarize, what do we see about Joseph and his leadership skills that come out of this story? Number one, he carries himself in a dignified manner. The image that he projects is a leader. He doesn't present the image of a slave, of a youth, but of a mature individual on the most basic level in terms of his physical appearance. But beyond that, in the way that he speaks, which is very thoughtful, which is very reasoned. Number two, he's not arrogant. He's not out to promote his capabilities. He's not out to make a name for himself. He sees himself as having a mission. On one level, he is somehow able to interpret the voice of God. But on another level, he is trying to bring about the well-being of Pharaoh, and ultimately, the well-being of Egypt. By what he says, he empowers both Pharaoh and Egypt with the ability to grapple with a potentially disastrous situation. A good leader is not only someone who is smart, who is able to analyze a situation correctly, but a good leader is also someone who is able to sense the people that he's leading, what they need to hear, and to be able to rally them, empower them to maximize their potential. We live today in a reality where we have a crisis of leadership, a worldwide crisis of leadership, or maybe I should say lack of leadership. I think there are many things which can be learned from the story of Joseph and how Joseph perhaps can be a model. We have many people who I would say are very, very capable individuals. But perhaps there are two things which could be learned from Joseph. One is that to be a leader has to be coming from a place of a mission and not from a place of putting oneself on a pedestal. And the second thing is, to be a good leader means one needs to be able to really sense what is it that the people need. What is it that will in the end inspire them, motivate them, to be able to see crises, but to also take the measures that are necessary to overcome those situations. Today we would use the term tighten one's belt, the sacrifices people are prepared to make, because there may be no easy solutions in very, very difficult situations. May we be blessed with leaders who can have those qualities of Joseph to enable us to come to terms with the challenges of our day. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Schweiger. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.